Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Conrad with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government has re-signed a lease with a dedicated school for autistic young people. The Sycamore School in Exandra Hills, Redlands, was, quote, on the chopping block, according to Minister of Finance Ross Bates. However, last Wednesday, the state government followed through on their election promise to secure a long-term lease for the school and signed a 25-year lease. The state government has committed to building 7 new special schools in the southeast, even though disability royal commissioners remain divided on the issue of special schools, with half recommending phasing out special schools by 2051.
A new Queensland government waste plan aims to reduce waste sent to landfill over the next 10 years by 65%. Last financial year, our state generated close to 10.25 million tonnes of waste, and the new plan promises almost $500 million to curb this. Andrew Powell, the Environment Minister, will unveil the new waste strategy next Wednesday, which includes $487 million spent on a waste reduction and recycling activation fund. The money will support the councils and wider industry, with the first round of funding supporting projects like a new surge pit to divert dry and bulky waste from landfill in Brisbane.
In national news, after the federal government agreed to fund a 15% pay rise, childcare workers have cancelled a major walk-off for July. Initially, a wage rise was funded in 2024, but was due to run out by November of this year. The new scheme pledged another 18 months of higher pay at a cost of $3.6 billion. The scheme's future has not been clarified in the most recent federal budget, leading to outrage from the United Workers Union. In 2024, a survey revealed that more than 60% of early childcare providers plan to leave the sector within 3 years.
The Restaurant Trade Guild is being sued over allegations that the company has engaged in greenwashing, exaggerating how much they donate towards environmental campaigns. On Tuesday, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, announced the federal court action against Guild, claiming that for more than 3 years, Guild has misrepresented its Tree Day Tuesday campaign. This was done by Guild claiming it would donate $1 for every burger purchased on Tuesday towards planting trees. However, according to the ACCC, while over 5 million burgers were sold, only approximately 4% resulted in a donation, as terms and conditions were so complex.
In international news, a feathered pet donning a green jersey is waddled into the hearts of World Cup spectators. Merlin the Duck was spotted waddling behind his owner, Carla Gomez, dressed in the green jersey of the Mexican national team, and went viral overnight. The 2-year-old white-feathered, yellow-billed duck, dressed in socks and a jersey, quote, doesn't like to get left at home, and so his owner brought him with her to sell beverages from a cart. Carla told reporters that Merlin likes to eat pulled pork carnitas tacos.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.